Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on. GAA.
Now, guys, the GAA's back.
Wahey!
It's been back for a couple of weeks now, but it was really back at the weekend because the O'Byrne Cup was on, and I like the O'Byrne Cup, and maybe Austin O'Malley does too. He joins us on the phone, former Wicklow and Mayo footballer. Austin, how are you?
Brilliant, super, yeah, absolutely buzzing. Great to see it all back and kicking off again, and a couple of interesting games obviously there the weekend with a number of, I suppose, new managers coming into the fold there, so we got our first sort of visual on those guys.
They all lost, though. Well,
did,
Paul
yeah.
Galvin lost with Wexford. Jack O'Connor lost with Kildare. Davy Burke lost with Wicklow. And Mike Quirk lost with Laois.
They did, yeah. Yeah. I suppose from an incoming manager or even a new coach, you'd always like to be getting off on the particularly on the front foot, I suppose, and getting a win. But I don't think any of them will be overly concerned. Plenty of green shoots there with regard to some of the performances and that. So I suppose this time of year, really, it's just about collectively getting guys together. There won't have been a whole pile of work done in terms of embedding in a new philosophy or a game plan. So I suppose really what you're looking for from your squad really is that guys are coming in with those what we call probably observable winning behaviours, that the attitude and the mindset is right, and guys are stepping up again to apply themselves, and they're trying to build a bit of a team spirit. And once you see that kind of cohesion early on, well, you know, there's plenty of time to bed stuff in. But yes, of course, they'd have loved to have got off on a winning note, but unfortunately not for them this weekend.
Obviously, Austin, the team are looking for that to, you know, build a bond. But what are the players looking at this time of the year? You know, it's pre-season, yeah, and start of games.
Yeah, I think, I suppose, from a player's perspective, you're always looking to that your setup has improved from the previous year. And I suppose from a management and a backroom team, that you're adding little bits and pieces to build, I suppose, a stronger environment, and that you're also probably looking at yourself in terms of your own sort of performance plan, that you start adding little bits and pieces to it as well. But also, I suppose, you're just looking for around the dressing room and to see the energy of other guys and to get back into harness again. And you know, if you can manage to get those things, well, then it's very, very enjoyable from a player's perspective this time of year also.
Colin Bonner came out, the Carlo hurling manager, and said that this isn't the time of year that players should be playing matches, that they should just be doing their conditioning. Would you agree, Austin?
Yeah, of course, because I suppose the season is so long that this block really is all about your conditioning, I suppose, your mental conditioning and your physical conditioning. And sometimes games can be a bit of a distraction in that you're not going to be tapering, obviously, to get a performance. But still, if you're a young guy coming in, you want to be fresh going into games and so on. So maybe you are, you know, maybe you are considering that because you want to make it onto a panel and so on. But realistically, it's all about pre-season. You've got to hit the numbers in pre-season, because once the season kicks off, you know, you have got to start deloading and getting fresh. And the National League is coming around the corner, and there will be a reduced load in terms of strength and conditioning and that as well. So this really is the opportune moment to hit those numbers and get a lot of capacity in terms of your training and that.
Austin, can any player make that big an impression at a match at this time of year that's going to propel him onto a team later in the season?
I don't think so in terms of he's going to make a massive impact. But from a manager's perspective, the things you will be looking at is his attitude, his mindset, his application, his willingness to sacrifice himself maybe for the team. You might ask him to do a role that maybe traditionally with his club that he mightn't have been doing. But you're looking for those, as I said previously, those observable winning behaviours. Has this guy got the stuff, you know? And that's what managers will be looking. I'm sure Jack O'Connor and Paul Galvin and these guys, this is what they will be looking for this time of year.
Observable winning behaviours. Do you ever see them in rugby, Donica?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. Austin, I need you to bail me out here. Can you leave Ruby know that you actually saw me going into the gym? Because he's giving me a hard time that I've an arse like Ken Boy.
I know. I said no such thing. I meant your gut.
But I think it's all those mince pies you're hoovering up around Donnybrook. I can't get any of them. Donnybrook Fair is sold out there.
They had
Ruby, just for the record, I did meet him in the gym last Tuesday morning, so he's doing a bit.
Good. There was a mince pie tasting competition here last week, and funnily enough, who was the judge?
That's my life now, Austin, eating mince pies.
That's where it's gone to. What's your look? I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, rude.
Austin, Ruby didn't enjoy the Leinster football final, I reckon, anyway, going by his tone. Ballyboden beat Erogue in a dramatic finish.
I said no such thing.
You inferred it.
I did not. You assumed I was going to infer it.
Sorry about this, Austin.
We've a guest.
So, Austin, Ballyboden, strong finish, unlucky for Arogue in the end, really.
Yeah, look, Arogue have been fantastic in the quality of football that they've played up to this point. But I witnessed Ballyboden early on in the year in a league game up here just in Dublin. And even that evening, I thought they were fierce and impressive. You know, I thought Ryan Baskill and these guys, the way they moved the ball, that particular evening I was watching them play in a club game, and they just cut the opposition to shreds inside about it. They got a 10 or 12 minute period, and I just thought, wow, they looked very, very impressive. They looked actually the stamp of an inter-county team. So I think they're going to go a long way in this campaign. I would not be surprised if they were thereabouts come Paddy's Day or the final of it, you know.
And just finally and very quickly, Kieran McDonald back in with Mayo. Good move?
Ah, super move. It's a positive news story down in Mayo at the moment. I suppose there's a lot of negative spin around the county at the moment. And this really is, I think, the wise move by James Horden. I suppose he's bringing him in to bolster his backroom team, and I suppose, you know, there will be certainly he'll be looking at to ignite that forward division or to bring in. He's a wonderful young coach. I've seen him up close and personal in the academy set up, and he's a guy that holds people's attention, and he's a deep, deep understanding of the game and the requirements of the game at this particular time.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate you joining us.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 6:00.